Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio Nation, you are tuned in to Eye on Hollywood, and as always, I am LeVar, and I am joined, as always, by the lovely Lola. Lola, what's going on?
Nothing much. Just got home. I hope everybody's having a nice, relaxing evening out there.
I know. It's 11 o'clock in the east, 10 o'clock in the Central Standard Time Zone. And I'm sitting here wondering, why the heck are we doing a post-prime time show? But it's always nice to switch things up once in a while. And instead of being on Friday, joining you here on Thursday night, seems like a prime time live, I call it, Eye on Hollywood.
Yes.
So lots of stories to get into. I guess before I even begin, I want to send a huge shout-out. I don't know what it is, Lola, about when people, especially celebs, when they get single or detached, or, you know, if they've been in a relationship for a long time, it's like they come out just like smoking. And this week,
oh, I know,
I've got to give a high five.
They're on the hunt again.
I'll say, I got to give a high five to two people. One, you know, before, this one person, before anything else, you really didn't see much of her. And I think she was always hidden by her boyfriend. And then when she supposedly broke up with him, now you've seen a lot of them. That's Vanessa Hudgens. And
the breakups look really good on her.
I'll say she's been looking like uber hot as of late. And there was something
very much.
Today of her like bouncing on a trampoline in a dress, and that was just, I hope there's YouTube footage of it somewhere. And then another person, and I'm not sure if you watch the late night shows, but if you haven't seen it, head over to the Huffington Post. I know they got it. It's on YouTube also. But Eva Longoria last night on David Letterman.
Holy cow.
And if you did not see it, you have to see this clip. Eva Longoria came out in like these short shorts. She has great legs, by the way. And she wore like this tuxedo jacket, nothing underneath. Had a slight wardrobe malfunction when a button popped. And I have to say, she's been looking good as of late as well. I mean, not to say she never has not looked great, but it's just like something just agrees with people when they, like, break up.
So you think that Zac Efron and Tony Parker are probably kicking themselves in the butt when they see their exes looking so wonderful?
I don't know if Zac Efron's kicking his butt, because there's so many ladies out there that still like Zac Efron. Tony Parker, I don't know. He still has his fan base, but it ain't going to get no much better than Eva Longoria. I mean, the only way it's going to get better than that is if he dates, like, a girl that's in the top 10 on Maxim, you know?
Oh, definitely.
So, you know, it's not going to get any better. I don't know. I'll be highly shocked if it does. I'll be like, oh, man, Tony, I had to pull that one off. But I don't know. Zach, I think he's got so many groupies. He might be able to find somebody, but I don't know. There's just something about Vanessa Hudgens that, you know, I don't know. It appeals to me, because I think she's one of those people, I guess besides the fact she always has those photos that come out of nowhere, but I don't know, she seems like one of those quiet people, but yet she could be, I guess, playful and a little wild at the same time, and you'd be shocked that she is. So, well, I was a little taken aback and surprised by all that. But, yeah, she's been looking pretty good. So high five to those ladies this week. But a couple of the other big stories coming out this week in Hollywood, Lola, I guess if you want to look at it from this way, it's been kind of a quiet week. I wouldn't say like any major stories have broken. among which there was an interview with Charlie Sheen. He's continuing on his tour. I don't know. Maybe it was
which he's
about
doing very well.
Yeah, he's doing very well. And I don't know, maybe it was something about Detroit. No hit at Detroit. But, you know, he seems to have gotten a lot of love from Chicago, Cleveland.
And Cleveland,
and,
yes.
And he said in an interview this week that he would like it if Mila Kunis was one of his goddesses. He's like, he said that, you know, the goddesses have pre-approved her. And that if she wanted to be a part of his goddess, he would have no problem with that whatsoever.
Well, you can't blame him. She is awfully beautiful.
Yes, she is. You know, that's another person who I think, well, she was already beautiful before, but I think a breakup
she
has kind of helped her out a lot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. Some people, like you said, they just have that glow.
Yeah. She's been having that glow ever since around Oscar time. Like when the award season went, she broke up with Macaulay Culkin. It's just like, you know, everybody got her put back in the spotlight. So it worked out as well for her. And also, TMZ, and I'll quote them in a couple of stories this week, a lot of news coming out about Jersey Shore, especially in the last couple of days. So if you're a big Jersey Shore fan, one of the big stories was that their trip to Italy has been postponed. It was due to start production this month. It's being pushed back to May. A couple of reasons why. One is that they've got some contractual issues and some negotiations because there's a few, if you have not heard, you've been there on a rock, that there are a few of the castmates who are still not signed to contracts for another season. That being Snooki, J-Wild situation, and Paulie D. And also, there is rumors that they're having issues with some of these places over in Italy because they don't want to be associated in any way with people from the Jersey Shore right now. So, I don't know if that's going to happen. It will, but I think it will be far scaled back a little from probably what they wanted it to be, only because of the backlash.
Well, you know, I think it's kind of ironic because, you know, I think this is kind of pulling for the Jersey Shore cast. The only reason why is, you know, they took these people from nothing or nowhere. They really didn't have much going for them. And they put them on a show. And look what, I mean, look what their lives have changed. And, you know, I mean, let's face it. Nobody's going to watch Jersey Shore about Snooki or J-Wow or Pauly D or even The Situation. I mean, pretty much MTV's over the barrel. Because nobody cares about Sammy and Ronnie or, you know, any of those other people. You know, I mean, it's the truth.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, I think if you took off, you know, at least two, if you took two of those cast members away, you can intermix and match there. You could take away Snooki in The Situation, it wouldn't be the same. You could take away, you know, J-Wow or Pauly D, and you'd be like, oh, man, well, Snooki's got nobody to play off of. And it's like if you did mix and match, either way you do it, it's going to look weird. And to me, I think with all of this going on, the fact that they want more money, it's almost signaling the end of this run of Jersey Shore. You know, you would think, we all knew it wasn't going to last forever.
That's right.
It couldn't possibly last forever.
And a lot of them don't want to be tied to it either. And I think that's the reason why they want more money.
Yeah. And now there's word also, TMZ is reporting that the Jersey Shore spinoffs are now set for 2012. Two different shows. One will be a spinoff with Pauly D and his wife as a DJ. And then the other one will be set with Snooki and J-Wow and, you know, their odd, wacky adventures. Maybe some guest stars will pop in from time to time. But I think out of those two spinoffs, which one are you more likely to watch? Snooki and J-Wow or Pauly D?
I think people would watch the Snooki and J-Wow.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think people would watch Pauly D and his adventures as a DJ across the globe. unless
no.
you've got some major guest stars coming in.
Unless you've got Britney Spears.
Yeah. You know, like some people are going to bring it and be like some controversial people. That's pretty much, I think, it, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't see too many people watching Pauly D that long. And speaking of reality TV, Lola, Audrina Patridge is set to start her show, which is aptly titled Audrina. It will air on VH1 on April 17th, but in a recent interview with In Touch, she has said that her family is a lot more better than the Kardashians because, quote, they are real. Now, I know in my neck of the woods, when people start to talk like that, they're throwing down the gauntlet on something. So, I don't know, are you buying or selling the fact that Audrina, I'm not sure if you've ever seen the viral video of her mom who was coming out of a restaurant drunk and started talking about Lauren Conrad and a bunch of those other people. Funny, and it's hilarious. It was on TMZ at one point, too. But I don't know, are you buying or selling the fact that Audrina and her family will be more entertaining than the Kardashians and more real?
I don't think people even care about Audrina. That's the, I guess the shocker is, do people even care about her?
I don't know.
I mean, seriously, I mean, they're not really a brand. Like, I mean, let's be honest. The Kardashians are a brand. They are a dynasty. I mean, they are. I mean, they pulled $65 million last year. That's a hell of accomplishment.
The only thing that Audrina has going for her at this stage of the game is that in terms of the reality business, she's a little bit more entrenched in it than Jim is because of the OC and, you know, all that other sort of stuff they were doing, and or the Hills or whatever it was she was on. I called the OC with the Hills. And
yeah,
they had a big drawing on MTV. I don't know if it's going to help her moving over to VH1, but we'll see. But VH1 has been known to crank out some, at that time, unknown shows to become big, huge reality hits. Nobody thought that Flavor Flav show was going to be as big as it was. Nobody thought
it was
that,
a great show.
That, yeah, you know, nobody thought that a couple of these other shows, you know, Basketball Wise, nobody thought that these shows were going to be good shows. So, depending on, I think, how VH1 kind of pushes that show out there, it's got to really come with it. I think it's really have to be something that sets itself apart from the Kardashians. And if her mom is as big of a pistol as she was in that viral video, you could be seeing some very entertaining reality programming. I don't know if it has enough to last with Kim. I think the only thing the Kardashians could shoot themselves in the foot over is all of these, like, break-off shows. It seems like, you know, the premise of the Kardashians was as a family unit together. Now you're either breaking it off with Khloe and Lamar and, you know, Kim and Courtney. And
Kim and
then, you know, supposedly the girls are going to be getting their reality show. And some people might get tired of the Kardashian life, you know?
Yes, I agree.
So I think for some of those people who are getting tired.
Go ahead.
So for some of those people who might get tired of the Kardashian life, might switch over to Audrina just to see what she can bring with it. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how she does with her reality show.
Yeah, it will be interesting. I just kind of always wonder, like, you almost kind of wonder in a sense, is, oh, God forbid, if Spencer and Heidi are going to, like, show up. I mean, that's the only problem with those Hills is they all seem to kind of, like, you know, I don't know, it seems like they all can't get past their Hills days. And I think that would be horrible if Audrina does her show and then she has to rely on Spencer and Heidi to give it some sort of boost drama-wise. Because, that'd be awful.
Yeah, there's a way to kill a reality show. I would not be shocked if that does happen, though.
I wouldn't be shocked either.
Kind of like a Kendra. Kendra brings on, she needs basically some go back to like her days in Playboy, even though she doesn't want to be around for that anymore. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But once in a while, she'll bring on Bridget, she'll bring on Holly, she'll bring on one of her other Playboy friends, and then she'll go back to the mansion to see you, and I'm pretty sure there will be something on her reality show about this upcoming wedding and maybe her crashing it, so to speak. And I was like,
yeah.
You know, she always has to revert back to that. And I think that's sometimes what hurts the show.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see. I don't know. But Audrina, she's actually putting it out there. I'm shocked. She's actually going to try to wrestle away that reality show mantle from Kim Kardashian. So we'll see where it goes. And also on the television, well, movie front, I guess I should stay with television front, but there was rumors that TMZ was saying out there, speaking of another Hollywood girl, Lindsay Lohan is in talks to play Victoria Gatti in the John Gatti biopic. Now, if you've been following this, John Travolta has been cast as John Gatti. Word now that Lindsay Lohan may be playing a young Victoria Gatti. So I actually think this is good. I could see her pulling this off. I don't know why.
Hmm.
But I think if Lindsay throws a little bit of that New Jersey in there, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, or that little tough, rough, tough Lindsay that we know, I think she could pull it off. Because if you think about it, if you saw Victoria Gatti's reality show when it was on,
yes.
If Lindsay kind of goes outside the box there, I think she might be able to pull that off. I would not shock me. So, I don't know. But also in some other shocking news, if you are a Dancing with the Stars fan, of course, you know this week, Wendy Williams got cut. She was the, yeah, poor Wendy. She was the second person cut.
I voted for her.
Oh, wow. So you should have went back on and voted a few more times. You should have stuffed the ballot boxes lower. That would be the only way to keep her. But you know what?
I know she couldn't dance to save her life, and she had two left feet. But I just kind of got a kick out of her being there. And, I mean, I know it was too much on her, and I felt bad in that sense because she was flying back and forth. But, you know, I thought, if anything, she'd bring a little entertainment.
Yeah. So maybe now Kendra will step it up and bring some form of entertainment. I don't know. She's been, the clips I've seen of her, she's been mostly
she's
nothing
not very good.
Emotional and cry. I think that's what I've seen from her. It's just like, okay, this is not the Kendra I remember from a few years ago. I don't know if it's after the fact that I don't want to, like, say motherhood and, you know, and marriage, but I was just like, Kendra seems more emotional and high-strung than she was during her days at the Playboy Mansion. I know it's a sign of maturity, too, but, yeah, just lately, ever since, like, she's branched out, it seems like she's lost a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
That's just my own thing there. But, yeah, for Dance with the Stars, Karina Smirnoff will be in the May issue of Playboy. Of course, right now she's currently dancing with Ralph Macchio. This was all announced by Hugh Hefner yesterday on Twitter, which I'm pretty sure when we say by Hugh Hefner on Twitter, then we mean either by his fiance or by somebody that works for him, because I can't see him going on Twitter and actually doing this. But that was announced yesterday, so that might be very, and now some people are saying, too, on top of that, is that that's going to hurt her Dancing with the Stars career, that, you know, it's now pretty much done that she's, you know, doing this. I don't see why, you know?
I don't see why either.
So, but, yeah, that was what insiders had said. It means she pretty much done a Dancing with the Stars, so I don't know. But we'll see where that goes. And also on some TV news that I saw, Off the Wires, it has not been seen on TV, I think they said, in over 16 years. But a cult classic is returning to TV, and it has been picked up by the Sundance Channel. I'm not sure if you guys remember back in the 90s, there was a critically acclaimed series on ABC called My So-Called Life with Claire Danes.
Yes. Yep.
Aired for one season. Sundance Channel has picked up the 19 episodes from that 94-95 season, and it will start to air starting within the next month. And if you remember, Claire Danes won a Golden Globe and an Emmy for that role before
mm-hmm.
we had it that she didn't want to carry on with the series and just was tired of the filming schedule of it and just quit from it. And it
became such a big cult hit, so it has not been seen since that time, and it has been picked up by the Sundance Channel. So if you have it, you can watch it all over again. And looking at some of the other things that's going on here in baby news, I'm going to go through this real quick. Pretty big week. You know what? Lola and I talked about people who in their 40s or 50s that I found the sexiest, and one of them actually had a story this week because she has a brand new addition to the family. This is somebody who I think is going to be extremely pretty only because of who her mom was, and that's Mariska Hargitay.
Yes, I agree.
And Mariska Hargitay. Yeah, and her mom was Jane Mansfield, for all of you who know. Mm-hmm. And Mariska and her husband, Peter Herman, have adopted a baby girl, and they have a 4.5-year-old son, August. You announced that this week. Mariska's 47. She looks awful 47. She looks like she's...
Is she 47?
30. Yes, she is 47 years old.
Wow, she
yes.
looks great. Beautiful.
Yes, she does. And also, if you have not heard, Tina Fey is expecting her second baby. They said she's 5 months along. Her and her husband, who's a composer, already have a 5.5-year-old girl, Alice. So Tina expecting her second. And there's also rumors this week. I know Alec Baldwin said that next season will be the last season of 30 Rock. I hope that's not true. It's such a great show.
Yeah, it is a good show. It is.
And that kind of leads into my other story here before I get into the relationship news. Esquire magazine is giving out their sexiest woman alive. Unfortunately, Lola lost it by a couple of votes this year. The award goes to Katrina Bowden, who is an actress, and she's actually on 30 Rock. I remember seeing when she was first on there, she plays Tina Fey's character, Liz Lemon's personal assistant, Siri. But she has been named by Esquire as sexiest woman alive. So congratulations
to
her.
Wow. Yes, quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, I'll say. You know, speaking of baby news, I saw something the other day where J-Wall said in an interview with Life and Style that she wants to have kids soon. I guess her boyfriend, her and Roger Matthews, she also said that she would accept in a heartbeat if he proposed. And she said that she wanted to have a kid as soon as, like, maybe even this year, which would, I don't think that's going to happen because I think that would hurt her production with the reality show. And she has some other interesting things to say in it, too, where she said she tries avoiding the Jersey Shore. She doesn't see herself going there in the next 5 years. So, you know, you were right earlier talking about how they try to put themselves away from all of that. And then relationship news this week, Lola, a couple of stories. Media Takeout reporting that singer Carrie Hilson and actor Idris Elba are a couple. Mm-hmm. They've been spotted out. Jake Gyllenhaal. I don't know what it is with Jake in Young Girls. Of course you know he was seeing Taylor Swift. That went south. There'll probably be a song out about him soon. But he has been out with 90210 star Jessica Lowndes. That's major upgrade. Well, I love Taylor. This is a huge upgrade. If you've seen Jessica, Jessica is just like Michael Bublé's new wife. She's very pretty. And then, speaking of Taylor Swift, there is word that she is going out with the actor from Country Strong, Garrett Hedlund. So they went out on their first date, according to some sources, the other day, and they said that Taylor actually got in touch with his folks. So let's see where it kind of goes with that. Yeah, I know, all right. And the weekend box office, before I forget here, we got 5 minutes to go, coming out this weekend, of course, is the remake from the Dudley Moore classic, Arthur. It's rated PG-13. It'll have Russell Brand, Helen Mirren, Jennifer Garner, who she's been out and about on TV this week. Good to see her because she hasn't been seen in a little bit. The movie Hannah in Adventure with Eric Bana, Kate Blanchett will be out. That's PG-13. And the sports drama biopic, I guess, Soul Surfer, which is based on the life of Border of Bethany Hamilton, that will be with Dennis Quaid, Anna Sophia Robb, and Carrie Underwood. And then the Danny McBride movie, Your Highness, which is rated R, also has James Franco and Natalie Portman. And one thing that's coming out in IMAX this weekend, if you have a chance to get to your nearest IMAX theater, there's an IMAX release called Born to Be Wild, about, you know, habitat in the wild and things of that nature. And, of course, the who did you think, Lola, they got for a narrator for this film?
God, I don't even know.
Now, think back. If you want somebody to narrate your movie, who would you get?
Well, I really like the voice of Ray Liotta. I do.
But you're right. Ray Liotta or just the voice of Ray Liotta? Well, they got the one person. I know everybody out there is like, oh, man, if I had to do it, I would get Morgan Freeman. And sure enough, that's who they got. Morgan Freeman is the narrator of this film, rated G. It's at your IMAX. There's a couple other stories. I'm going to, because we only got 4 minutes left and we probably have only time for one, I'm going to give Lola a choice here. Did you want to go with the world exclusive for media takeout about Oprah's last show, or do you want to go with the story about the Teen Mom, or do you want to save that one for Monday?
I would like to do the one for Teen Mom. That seems a little more entertaining.
All right. Remember, we only got 4 minutes, so we're going to go with the story of Teen Mom. We'll talk about the media takeout one on Oprah maybe on Monday, but that's an interesting one. Go to media takeout if you want to see it tonight. But the story real quick is that Farrah Abraham, who has been in Teen Mom 16 and Pregnant, is pinning an autobiography on her website. It says that it will be the most anticipated book of 2011. Now, this ties in this week with the news that Bristol Palin has gotten paid $262,000 for her, you know, work as the Teen Mom advocate.
Yep.
Is it glorifying too much when we allow people to make this much or write autobiography? Who would want to read this girl's autobiography? I didn't even know who she was until I read the story. Is that
oh,
bad
boy,
now everybody's
imagine
come up with a book?
You know what? It's a shame, really, because anybody now can come up with a book, literally. And, I mean, you knew it went to hell when Justin Bieber at 15, 16 was pending a book on his life story.
You are kidding. It's just ridiculous that, you know, a book from a nobody, I don't mean this in a bad way, but, I mean,
but
nobody really
true.
Knows who you are if we haven't watched the show.
Exactly. And, you know, it must be easy money for everybody to have a book. I mean, everybody has a book. Even Kris Jenner is coming out with a book about, you know, they had that Kardashian Confidential. Now she's coming out with her own book, too. And I'm thinking, they must really get paid a lot of money. And chances are it's a ghostwriter that's writing all this.
Well, I guess Kendall and Kylie will have their book sometime next year as well. it's just so nauseating to read about these stories of people who, you know, who do things really in retrospect that, you know, they're getting paid for something that they really shouldn't. Like, I would rather read a book from a hero or a teacher or someone else out there, true hero, than a Teen Mom, you know?
I agree, and, you know, it was the same thing with Snooki and JWoww. And, I mean, they had their own books, and I thought, come on now. You know, I mean, a couple years ago, they were probably taking our order at McDonald's, and yet all of a sudden they're best-selling authors, and they got these rules. And it just shows me how much the industry has changed, and it's all about selling out.
Are kidding. Well, the clock on the wall is telling us that we've got less than a minute to go, so join us on Monday. We'll probably rant about this a little bit more, because
definitely.
It's just something that's unbelievable. So join us on Monday for the Cutting Room Floor, and everyone have a great weekend. We thank you, of course, for always listening and your support, and for Lola, I am LeVar. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you on Monday.